There is no score between D.C. Everest and Wausau East. Kind of hard to describe what we've seen during this first period. You know, Wausau East, the numbers have been down for their hockey team. They're skating two lines in many cases. So you could imagine that they would almost have to pace themselves on the big sheet of ice here at Greenhead. And it looks like just that. You've seen a lot of slow pucks that players for both teams have been really slow in getting to. Now, D.C. Everest has much better numbers, a much deeper team, just in terms of bodies and numbers of players suited up. So maybe there will be a fatigue factor that will play in the Evergreens' favor later on. But so far in this game, Wausau East has had the better of the scoring opportunities. A couple of turnovers off bad passes in their own end from D.C. Everest have led to scoring chances for Wausau East. And it's been goalie Michael Moe who's denied the Lumberjacks those opportunities. Now, the Evergreens come into today's game off a win. Let's spend some time talking about it in our pregame interview. We're joined by D.C. Everest coach Dan Van Slyke, our Conley in the coach segment. Again, we are between periods. First intermission, no score.
All right, Coach, you had a game last week that I didn't get a chance to see, but you were 5-1 winners coming in today. Win tonight brings you back to 500. Let's see, Michael Plaza, hat trick for you in that game. How was he playing then?
You know, that Friday game we played really well in the third period. I think we put in three goals in the third, and you know, the kids really got going in the third and played a complete period, and it seemed to be the difference in the game.
And you were solid between the pipes too, obviously?
Yeah, Michael's been a solid goaltender for us all year. He's kept us in every game. Yeah, we look for big things from him every night.
All right, but no Mike Plaza tonight. Tell us about that.
Michael came down with the flu. He was home with a 102 fever. So we will make changes within our lineup to see what best fit we can have tonight.
And, of course, with a team, I mean, locker rooms are small. Things go around. That's obviously an immediate concern.
Yeah, I work with Mom and told her to keep him away from our team and our locker room, so hopefully that doesn't make its way around.
Wausau East is a team that you already have a win over. I mean, as I look at the way your team is this year, it's really important to take care of business in the games that you're supposed to win. Those stumbles are going to be hard to make up against better teams that you see later on in the season. So that makes tonight a big game.
Absolutely. You know, any Valley game is big, and, you know, East is a hard-working team. They're going to give us all that they have, and we got to beat them to the punch and you know, come out with a full effort tonight.
I've seen East a couple of times. They get very good goaltender play. Their tie game against Spash. Spash had all the scoring opportunities late in the game, and then they had to kill off a power play in overtime. Their goalie got them that tie, and that's kind of the X factor tonight.
Yeah, he's a good goaltender. That boy is going to do whatever it takes to come up with a puck and make a save. And, you know, he's not the most traditional goaltender, but he gets the job done.
What do you remember about the first time you saw them?
It was a tight game early on. They got a shorthanded goal. We turned over the puck on the blue line, and they went down on a breakaway and scored. You know, we responded well. I think we put up six more in that game to beat them 6-1. We got pucks to the net and bodies to the net, put in a couple rebound goals. You know, and it seemed to be the difference in getting us going, you know, through the Christmas break holiday.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Dan Van Slyke speaking with us before the puck dropped here at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. We're at the first intermission now. I'm Chris Conley, and there is no score between D.C. Everest and Wausau East. My stats are unofficial. I have Everest goalie Michael Moe for 7 saves, and Ian Corbett, who was the less tested of the two goalies in that first period, I have him for 4 saves. The Evergreens did not generate many good scoring opportunities for themselves in that first period. The better scoring chances belong to Wausau East. D.C. Everest Hockey is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union, and by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral necessary at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The team skated at even strength until the final 2 minutes of the first period. That's when Nick Piscula was called for hooking, and served the two-minute minor, where the Evergreens managed only 2 shots. And Wausau East had better scoring opportunities shorthanded than the Evergreens did. We're getting ready for the second period. The ice is almost resurfaced, and the teams will be out shortly. We'll be back after a 3-minute break. You're listening to D.C. Everest Wausau East Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Teams will be coming out of the locker room in just a moment to get this second period underway. A 0-0 tie between the Lumberjacks and Evergreens. Not really sure what to say about this hockey game so far. I mean, it's unusual at the high school level to see a 1-0 score hold up. But with the way that first period played, you almost get the feeling that the scoring opportunities may be hard to come by. We didn't have a lot of penalties called, and the referees let these teams play. We only had one power play opportunity, so it's unlikely that we're going to see teams racking up the goals when they have a man advantage here. And, you know, if the scoring chances are going to be so spread out, the team that scores first here is going to have a huge advantage. And I tell you with a lot of certainty, if one of these teams gets up by more than one goal, I mean, wow, a 2-0 lead or a 3-1 advantage in this game, that would be a huge advantage for one of these teams just from the way the pace and the way this game has been unfolding so far. Again, not a lot of shots on goal. The Evergreens have had very few scoring opportunities. In fact, this almost looks like one of those games where they've been playing against a tougher opponent. The Evergreens had several games from earlier this season where, you know, playing against elite-level teams. Go back and think about the games against the University School or when they played Northland Pines, when the Evergreens simply didn't generate a lot of scoring opportunities for themselves. And here, a much lower-level opponent in the Walsall East Lumberjacks. And again, the Evergreens have not generated a lot of scoring chances. DC Everest Walsall East Hockey is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. And Tulusti and Kennedy, attorneys at law. Tulusti and Kennedy, we're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. Teams just coming out onto the ice now to get this second period underway. Coming up at our second intermission seems like a good time to look at the Valley Conference standings, and we'll tell you what lies ahead for both of these teams. Would you believe we're about two-thirds of the way done through the regular hockey season? Now, the Evergreens have some nice spacing. I mean, it's that time of the year where the team may be beat up a little bit. But, I mean, if the games come once a week for some weeks, that may actually work for your advantage, and that's the way the Evergreens' schedule seems to be setting up. We gather at center ice, Chris Babiarz and Langdon Daniil. We're going to drop the puck and get this second period underway here on Fox Sports Radio. Checking that both the goalies are ready. And period number two is underway. Walsall East controls. It's loose along the near boards. Evergreens fighting for it here. Going back a little bit is Chris Babiarz. Babiarz now at his own blue line. Pushing forward, being contested there by Andrew Daniil. Daniil can't control that puck in the corner. Loose up along the boards here. Comes free out to the red line. Evergreens trying to get onside and just a little bit off the stick there. Scoring opportunity denied. Seth Jaglinski couldn't quite gather that puck in. He would have had a two-on-one opportunity. Instead, come back the other way into the corner where the Evergreens defenders waiting for it. Backpedaling behind their own net. They'll have to rush the length of the ice. It's left for Brady Burrell. Burrell goes behind to Avery Allard. Evergreens again playing without Michael Plaza, as you've heard. He's got the flu and did not suit up. A game-time scratch today, and the Evergreens are missing him. Good for three goals in their last 5-1 victory. Walsall East takes the puck away. Sam Romanski. Romanski pushes it out to the red line, where it's taken away and now sent into the corner from Avery Allard. It's funny, the body language from goalie Ian Corbett. Corbett just stretched like he let out a yawn and raised his stick over his head for a moment. He hasn't seen that much action. Centering in front on the other end. Opportunity for Max Pascula, but there was no one home in front. Evergreens come back with a 2-on-2 the other way. Austin Shiro taken down, loose in front for a moment, and the pass was just too slow developing. Alex Danger was there on the doorstep. Walsall East clears it out, sends it down the length of the ice. Icing. Well, of a face-off coming to Corbett's right. Again, the Evergreens there, some of these plays so slow in developing that you could see the puck was going to come to one of the Evergreens players on the doorstep. Puck was just too slow in getting there. Evergreens control in the corner now. Tyler Kohler. Kohler has checked off the puck. Evergreens take it away at the center line. Austin Shiro. Shiro's taken down. Play on, no call. Evergreens wait. Poke check from behind. Nate Bruns has to go and retrieve off the stick of one of his players, still loose at center ice. Wausau East sends to the corner. Evergreens are there to take it. Austin Shiro. Shiro sent it in. The Evergreens will get a partial change. New, fresher, hopefully faster skates on the ice. Nick Pescula has it for the Lumberjacks. Passes forward now for Ben Feck. Feck lost the puck. Evergreens 2-on-2, centering pass, and checked off the puck there was Grant Dennis. Dennis was going to have an opportunity in front. We haven't seen a shot either way. Comes back down the length of the ice where the Evergreens retrieve. Nate Bruns sent it behind his net. Chris Sackman is waiting for it there. It's on Sackman's stick. Slides it right through one of his defenders. You know, it's on goal. Will wave off icing. It's behind the Wausau East net. Derek Tomczyk fighting for it for the Evergreens in the corner. Goes behind the net, cross ice. Wraps around the boards, comes out of the zone. Wausau East has numbers here. Gabe McGinty. McGinty looks to center. Lost control of it. Goes behind the net. 14 minutes to play. Second period, still scoreless. Evergreens' Chris Sackman sends it behind his own net to Nate Bruns, and Bruns is going to rush out. What do we have here? Got a penalty upcoming. They get Michael Moe over to the bench. Evergreens are going to go back on the power play. Puck is loose, touched up by Wausau East, and we have a stoppage. Evergreens are about to have a 5-on-4 advantage here. Let's see what we have for a call. Evergreens' first power play did not look particularly good. See if they got that worked out of the locker room between periods. Referees over at the scorer's table, and we'll see what we have coming up here. I did not see this penalty, so we're taking their word for it. Penalty will go against Gabe McGinty. Two-minute minor for roughing, and the Evergreens will skate 5-on-4. Evergreens hockey sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And there's a long explanation at the scorer's table now going over to the Wausau East bench. Not all that happy with the call. And they are getting a pretty long explanation as McGinty sits in the penalty box. And now what, they're taking a second player? Okay. The door just swung open for Jack Knuckles. And Knuckles will sit as well. Okay, this could change the balance of the game. We're going to be skating 5-on-3. What's the penalty here on Jack Knuckles? Wish I could tell you. Didn't hear an announcement. 5-on-3 hockey, scoreless here. See if the Evergreens can take advantage. Evergreens control to Baby Ars. Goes back out to Avery Allard. In the slot, Alex Danger. Shot just wide. Best scoring opportunity of the period for the Evergreens. Evergreens also hold the zone. Baby Ars goes down to the goal line, looks to center up high. Avery Allard skates in, back to Baby Ars on his forehand side. Allard now goes over in the slot. Alex Denger's shot goes wide. Opportunity there. All right, Evergreens teeing off. 1:25 to play in the two-man advantage. Alex Denger has it. Evergreens controlling the zone. Good job keeping it in from Brady Burrell. It's in the corner, comes back out to Denger, goes cross ice. Now back at the blue line. Didanger in the slot from close range. Save and covered up by goalie Ian Corbett. Corbett's been tested on this 3-on-5, but he's been up to the task. Now 1:09 to play. Just get the feeling for the Evergreens. They have to take advantage here. And so far, I mean, they put pressure on the net. That's good. Haven't found it back to the net yet. Face-off controlled by the Evergreens. They hold it in the zone. Nate Bruns now skating in. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk looked to center, it's loose. It's along the near boards. Evergreens retrieve, Brady Burrell goes cross ice and just wide looking for Tyler Kohler. Kohler couldn't quite control that pass. Evergreens still hold to Derek Tomczyk, 50 seconds left in 5-on-3 hockey. Centering pass off the stick of Bryce Dively and into the corner. Wausau East trying to get it out, they can't. Evergreens hold it at the blue line, Chris Sackman. Sackman goes down in the corner for Bryce Dively, 35 seconds left. This would be a big boost for the Lumberjacks if they kill off this 5-on-3, and it's poked out of the zone and goes down the length of the ice. Under 30 seconds left, Michael Moe, the Evergreens goalie, goes out to retrieve. Evergreens will have to rush the length of the sheet. Derek Tomczyk, long pass, 1-on-1, and coming out of goal to make the save. Denying Grant Dennis the opportunity was Ian Corbett, and Corbett covers up with 15 seconds left. Evergreens have had their opportunities but have not scored. And we're 15 seconds away from a 5-on-3 advantage from going by the wayside. Gabe McGinty is serving the minor for roughing. Jack Knuckles is also in the penalty box. We're not sure why. Faceoff is controlled by Wausau East. 10 seconds left. Evergreens hold the zone with Alex Danger. Danger goes cross ice, gets it back. Got to put something on net here. And the shot off the blocker and a save. Avery Allard loose in the corner, and the 5-on-3 power play is over. Evergreens hold the zone. Shot deflected in front. Goes into the corner. We're back at even strength with 11.5 minutes to play. Opportunity lost for D.C. Everest. See if they can keep momentum here. Wausau East sends it down into their own corner. The Lumberjacks will try and get something going. Taken away by one of the Everest defenders. Avery Allard pushes forward. Allard's to center ice. Now sends it into the corner. Evergreens will fight for it there. Wraps around the boards to Brady Burrell. Burrell goes back behind his net. Seth Jaglinski unable to control the puck. And Wausau East, one of their defenders, nope, checked off it. Evergreens looking to center in front. Shot wide, loose in front, and cleared out by one of the defenders. Best scoring opportunity there as Corbett was down on his back and out of position, and one of his defenders got a stick on it and got it out of there. I think that was Jack Knuckles who cleared it away, taking away any possibility for a rebound. Sent on goal the other way from the blue line. Michael Moe makes the save. I think that may be Moe's first save of the period. Goes down to the corner. Evergreens out to the red line, and now down into the corner. D.C. Everest will get a change here. Wausau East retrieves. Jack Knuckles has it for the Lumberjacks. Now it's on the stick there of Sam Romanski. Out to the red line where the Evergreens take it away. Got four men in, and fanning on the shot was Nate Burns. That's Alex Danger fighting for it. Danger checked off the puck. Coming back the other way, Wausau East slides it to the corner, where Jack Knuckles will fight for it. Big hit there. Knuckles just escaped the contact. Coming out front, almost an opportunity for Nick Pescula. Taken back. Evergreens 3-on-1 the other way. Skating in. Shot just wide. Rebound just missed. Evergreens had Austin Shiro on the doorstep, and he couldn't quite corral the puck in. Evergreens have had the better opportunities here in the second period. We are still scoreless. Shot on goal there. Stick save and into the netting. Put on net by Tyler Kohler. All right, the Evergreens playing now on the theory that if you keep the pressure on, eventually something good will happen. They have kept the pressure up much better in the second period than the first. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Faceoff comes to Corbett's right as the Evergreens will try and hold this zone. Trying to control the faceoff as Grant Dennis goes behind the net. One of the Lumberjacks is waiting there. Trevor Holcomb sends it around the board, sends it out of the zone. The Evergreens will have to retrieve back in their own end. Nate Burns. Bruns, rather, is going to get it set up behind his own net and leaves it for Grant Dennis. Dennis looks to have it, almost had it taken away there. The Evergreens suddenly had to play defense for Chris Sackman, and they go back behind their own net again to try and set up this counterattack. Now to Bryce Dively. Dively looking to go forward. Nope, taken away by one of the Lumberjacks. Andrew Donnell taken back by the Evergreens, skating in. Backhand one-timer off the blocker. Derek Tomczyk set it on goal, and Ian Corbett sent it away. Evergreens look to hold this zone. 5-on-5, scoreless hockey. Comes across to the blue line. Evergreens can't hold the zone in. Nate runs back out to the red line, sends it in behind the net. Goes all the way around. Evergreens try and fight for it there. Chris Sackman. Yep, Wausau East has the puck behind their net. To Andrew Donnell in the corner. Evergreens contest there, trying to take Donnell off the puck. Comes back the other way, and Wausau East going to have a breakaway if they're onside. Pass a little long to Gabe McGinty, and McGinty's going to have to go and play it in the corner. A better pass, and McGinty would have been going in uncontested on Michael Moe. Pass a little wide for him. Evergreens take it back there, and Wausau East gets an empty trip down the ice. 8.5 minutes to play still. Scoreless second period. Evergreens try for a long pass. Coming in onside. A headshot save. Seth Jaglinski got ahead of the defender and had an opportunity down there. And Ian Corbett went down. Corbett's been like a rock in this second period. He's keeping Wausau East in this game, and he's been tested a lot in the period. Goes behind the goal, and Wausau East waiting for it there. Andy Cravens. Cravens goes around cross ice. For Trevor Holcomb, wraps it around. Evergreens hold the zone. Into the corner now for Austin Shiro. Centering pass, bad angle there, goes wide. Was able to put it on net. Evergreens fight to keep it in, goes up into the netting and out of play for a stoppage. Yep, Wausau East has owned the shots on goal, and they've kept a lot of pressure on Ian Corbett, but we are still scoreless with 7:49 to play second period. Evergreens East Hockey brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highway 29 and J in Weston. Faceoff will come just outside the blue line. Controlled by Wausau East, Nick Pescula. Pescula loses control of the puck there, and Tyler Kohler's got it. Fighting forward is Matthew Yonke. Yonke is down near the goal line, goes out to the blue line, and Avery Allard. Allard looks to skate in, plays catch with Yonke looking to center. Nope, a Wausau East defender there. Sends it over the netting, and we'll have a stoppage again. 7:30 to play. D.C. Everest and Wausau East. It was 6-1 Everest when these teams met earlier. Much more even play since then tonight. Evergreens control the faceoff, and Tyler Kohler can't hold the zone. Hops over the stick of Alex Danger, goes all the way down. Chasing is Nick DeVorney. DeVorney unable to control that puck, and the Evergreens will set up behind their own net again. We'll go under 7 minutes here as the Evergreens come out to center ice. There's a good pass, skating onside, Brady Burrell. Burrell goes into the corner, now shot on goal. Another tough angle and a save put on by Matthew Yonke. Ian Corbett there with the blocker and comes out beyond the blue line. Evergreens will have to tag up. Waiting for his teammates is Yonke, now goes cross ice. Evergreens try and send it in with Danger, goes into the corner. Evergreens will get a partial change here. Wausau East, again, not nearly as deep a team, and they've had trouble keeping up here in the second quarter, but we are still scoreless. Evergreen send it into the zone. Only a Wausau East defender there. No one home. Lumberjacks. Austin Cummings goes into the corner. Comes loose in front. One of the Evergreens players lost a stick. Evergreens with a rush along the near side. Skating onside. Here is Bryce Dively. Shot safe. Loose in front. Rebound and a score for D.C. Everest. Ian Corbett was unable to cover up that rebound, and Chris Sackman put it in on the rebound. And we have an even strength goal that gives D.C. Everest a 1-0 lead, and it took a long, long time. Came at 6:22 in the second period. We'll wait for assist information as the Evergreens take a 1-0 lead on Chris Sackman's loose rebound goal. He was on the doorstep on that far post and was able to put it in. I believe we're going to wind up giving an assist to Bryce Dively there. And the Evergreens go up 1-0. They have had the better opportunity, so justice is being served here. Waiting for an announcement from the scorers table on assists as play is back in and the Evergreens control behind their own net. I know that we're going to give an assist there to Bryce Dively. See if we'll award a second one also. I see at the scorers table they're talking about it. Puck now is behind the Wausau East net with 5:45 to play in the period. Wausau East defender is there, and he pushes it forward to Andrew Dennell, comes out to center ice. Evergreens retreat there, and they control the puck. Nate Bruns. Bruns pass, partially fanned. Puck is now loose on the blue line and slides into the corner, and Evergreen defender Derek Tomczyk is there to take it. All right, unofficially, not hearing the announcement otherwise, give an assist to Bryce Dively there. Wausau East retreats and now pushes forward to their own blue line. Wausau East goes cross ice where only an Evergreen is waiting for it. Tyler Kohler has it. Kohler goes cross ice. That pass there is a little long to Brady Burrell, and just like that, Wausau East, East has struggled in this second period, but the Evergreens suddenly look disorganized and kind of lethargic again after getting up 1-0, like a little bit of the air has been let out of the balloon here. Both of these teams struggling now at center ice, skating onside. Nice stick move, Jack Knuckles. Backhand stock save by Michael Moe. First time, really, that Moe's been tested in that second period. Knuckles was able to skate in on him, and now the puck goes out into the D.C. Everest net, goes into the D.C. Everest bench for a stoppage there with 4.5 minutes to play. Just got the announcement. They do give an assist to Bryce Dively on the goal. Chris Sackman gets credit, and it's 1-0 with 4:33 to play. Going to have a face-off here coming to the left side of goalie Ian Corbett. Evergreens win the face-off, put it on net. Man in front just off the stick of Bryce Dively. Dively's been active so far this second period. It's loose along the goal line. Wausau East checks him off the puck. Austin Cummings comes out to center ice. Cummings was looking for one of his teammates. Nick DeVorney slides a little long and goes into the corner. Wausau East trying to control for a wraparound opportunity. Michael Moe guarding that far post. And the Evergreens take it away behind the net. Avery Allard. Allard comes out, unable to clear. Off one of his teammates' skates. Back to Allard. Under 4 minutes to play. Evergreens have the puck now to center ice. Take it away by Wausau East and sent right back in by Nick DeVorney. Evergreen defender waiting. So Wausau East really has been able to get a sustained attack going here in this second period. Had a couple of one-time and rebound shots in that first period. In fact, had them twice. One of them came in a short-handed situation. Evergreens did not score in this period when they had a 5-on-3 for 2 minutes. Shot here goes off Michael Moe's stick and into the netting out of play for a stoppage with 3.5 minutes to play. Evergreens hockey on Fox Sports brought to you by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. Faceoff comes to Michael Moe's right. Wausau East controls the faceoff but can't hold the zone. Goes over the stick of Sam Romanski and now has to be sent back in where the Evergreens' Derek Tomczyk is waiting behind his net. Tomczyk, cross-ice pass, goes into the corner. Evergreens are going to have icing here as well, have a stoppage and come back the other way with 3:14 to play. Evergreens did not score 5-on-3 for 2 minutes. Got a lot of scoring opportunities, came up empty. Their goal came about 3.5 minutes later at even strength. Chris Sackman put in a rebound off Bryce Dively's miss with the goalie Ian Corbett out of position trying to guard against that rebound. Faceoff is in the Everest end. Wausau East controls, goes behind the net for Gabe McGinty. McGinty looking to center, and it's covered up, and we've got a stoppage. Had a man on the doorstep. Langdon Donnell was there. And I think the net may have come loose. Yeah, we're going to have a faceoff here to Michael Moe's right. Just over 3 minutes to play in the second period. 1-0 Evergreens. Wausau East controls. Sam Romanski's back at the blue line, puts it in the corner. Those loose pucks in the corner, the Evergreens are winning that battle. At least they have here in the second period. Again, that may be a factor of the Evergreens being the deeper team. Wausau East skating mostly two lines here. Here's a puck coming loose. Backhand loose in front and a save by Michael Moe. Langdon Donnell put it on net. Another good opportunity. And that loose puck was not covered up by the goalie. Wausau East holds the zone behind the net. Stick check away, and the Evergreens try and get it out of here. They'll come back. 3-on-1, breakaway the other way. Babyar's on goal. Shot just wide. Counterattack opportunity missed. Babyar's fights for the loose puck in the corner, and the Evergreens hold the zone there. Alex Danger, 2.5 minutes to play here. Out to the point, Derek Tomczyk. Boy, Babyar's missed an opportunity for the Evergreens to go up 2-0 here. That would be huge in this game. Now Wausau East has the puck behind their own net. Ahead to Andrew Donnell and now out to center ice. Here comes Langdon Donnell onside. Leaves it to the corner. Offsides here. We're going to have a stoppage and both teams will use the opportunity for a change. Exactly 2 minutes to play in the second period. Evergreens 1, East nothing here on Fox Sports Radio. Hockey brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Not sure what we have here for a stoppage. Linesman and referee having a conversation. The faceoff is going to come to Michael Moe's right. Moe was the last of these goalies to be tested. Had a rebound pop up on him, but Wausau East unable to take advantage. Here's a shot from the blue line. Nick Pescula misfires. Missed from the near post badly. Puck goes out to center ice. Big hit there at the blue line. Evergreens have a 2-on-1 the other way. Centering pass goes right through the skates of Tyler Kohler. And into the corner, the Evergreens fight there to hold the zone. Matthew Yonke is part of that scrum. And Tyler Kohler has the puck. Kohler looking to center from the goal line. Behind the net, Matthew Yonke, 1.5 minutes to play. Had a man in front. Bad pass goes off the boards and comes out of the zone. The Evergreens will have to retrieve it all the way back there. Avery Allard. Allard now ahead to Kohler, who puts it into the corner. Fighting for it there is Chris Sackman. Sackman can't control it. Comes back out. Got a whistle. Evergreens were caught on a change here. Are we going to have a penalty upcoming? Linesman and referee are going to gather. Got caught in the skates and sticks of one of the Evergreens players who was going off the ice. We are going to have a penalty here against DC Everest. And Wausau East is going to get their first power play opportunity. Grant Dennis is going to go into the penalty box for a two-minute minor. And with the Evergreens clinging to this 1-0 lead. Yeah, it's an interference penalty against Grant Dennis. So a 1-0 lead for DC Everest, and Wausau East will have a chance to do something about it here. East controls the faceoff, and they are behind the Everest net, now at the goal line. Looking to get out to Jack Knuckles, checked off the puck there. Evergreen send it all the way around, and out of the zone goes all the way down. This penalty is going to carry over into the third period. Ian Corbett comes out of his own net down at the other end of the ice to allow Wausau East to get organized. We have 40 seconds left in the second period and a minute and a half left in the 5-on-4 advantage for Wausau East. First power play. They send it into the zone and it's sent right back out. Avery Allard got it behind the net. Between periods, we'll preview the upcoming schedule and we'll look at our Valley Hockey Conference schedule and standings. Langdon Dinell down near the goal line comes out to the blue line for Jack Knuckles. Knuckles goes cross ice, passing up the shot. Only 15 seconds left in the period. Stick handling here is DeVorney. Wrist shot goes wide of that near post and goes behind the net. Only 8 seconds left. Time running out for Wausau East. Nick DeVorney tries to get it back. It's loose along the puck, loose along the net. Shot as the time expires. Wouldn't have counted. Went high off the stick of Andy Cravens. And the second period comes to an end. Wausau East will have 52 seconds left on their power play when the third period comes up after our break as we resurface the ice. DC Everest on the penalty kill for the first time this evening. By far, Ian Corbett was the more tested of the goalkeepers there. DC Everest getting a goal from Chris Sackman, put it in on a rebound on a Bryce Dively miss. At 6:22 left in the second period, that accounts for all of the scoring. But again, the 5-on-4 will make it interesting after the second intermission comes to an end, so Wausau East is going to have at least an opportunity to get even. We'll look at our Valley Conference hockey standings and preview the upcoming schedule here on Fox Sports Radio after a two-minute break. We are at our second intermission. And you know what? What's this? As the teams were skating off the ice, a second penalty posted against DC Everest, a two-minute minor. What's that about? They've just posted Alex Danger's number on the scoreboard for a two-minute minor. And the referees have left the ice, so it's not like we're going to get an explanation for that. But Danger must have done something in the closing minutes of the period, or maybe after the period came to an end. See if someone with better eyes than me has an explanation for what went on with Alex Danger. But when we come back to start this third period, Wausau East is going to have 52 seconds of a 5-on-3 advantage and then 1 minute of a 5-on-4 advantage after that. So things are going to get interesting as we come to our second intermission with the third period awaiting. In fact, I see the Evergreens coaching staff slow getting to the locker room like they wanted some explanation for just what was going on. We'll be back after a three-minute break. Second intermission, Evergreens 1, Lumberjacks nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.